buzzers if you'd like to clean it up a little.
I don't think we would want to.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Screw that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I have hot coffee, thanks to you.
You're welcome.
You are the man of the century, dude.
Of the century? Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. That was easy.
Yeah, Time Magazine just brings, slips.
Wow, how about that?
But yeah, thank you. Thank you for
of
my
course.
Coffee.
I needed it.
Yeah.
Today?
I'm sure.
Didn't sleep great last night, so I was like, all right, going to need something double chocolatey chip
frappuccino. It's like a barrel of sugar right there.
It's too small.
Yeah.
I mean, I made a mistake. I didn't order it large enough.
You know, they don't do the supersize of that. To
what?
Drink. Yeah, isn't that weird?
They always have.
They do Venti, but not Trenta of that. Or at least they didn't used
have.
To. Oh, they didn't used to.
Except for now. Well, maybe they
bastards.
Don't anymore.
How dare they?
Sons of bitches.
We need our caffeine, man.
That's right.
After sometimes, that, we can.
Sometimes it's necessary.
Damn
what
straight.
Are you going to do?
Die.
Let's talk about today's show, shall
Alrighty.
We?
Alrighty.
Give me five. Five yeah. songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme.
Rock and roll. It's got to have that in the title. It's got to
have both names.
Yep. Rock
both
and roll.
Words, I
yep.
should say, not names.
Whatever.
Words.
Close enough.
Rock and roll
yeah,
in the
man.
Title.
Yeah,
so
man.
That's at 5 o'clock. We're going to talk about impulse buying in the 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, right.
Went out for something and came back with something else. Wow, what a surprise that was. We have a brand new one American dollar.
Yes. This one is a little, I think you might have a hard time with it, so I'm going to give you a less numbers to guess right.
Okay, so yeah. 10 guesses to get one right.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Maybe something like that, anyway.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It sounds good. And also, who's been peeing on a woman's grave?
So oh, that's I hate when that happens.
On 95.5 KLOS.
From the album Crazy Times, it's going to be out September 30th. Sammy Hagar with the circle there pretending to be Elvis Costello and the Attractions. That is Pump It Up. Do you know how Sammy describes himself on the tweet machine?
I do not.
The most interesting Sam in the world.
It's quite a category.
I think we know another Sam that might disagree with that.
Yes, we do. The Armenian comedian?
That's the one.
That's what I thought, yeah. There is a family. By the way, we have one American dollar coming up and weekend yeah. next door app update.
Oh, good, good. We need to know what the loons have been up to.
There's a family. The woman's, the mother's name is Linda Louise Torelli, and she died from cancer at the age of 66 in 2017.
Okay.
Since then.
Yes.
She's been buried at a cemetery near a church, and since then, feces and urine have been found at her headstone almost every morning.
What? Like human?
Yes.
What? What? She must have been very popular.
Since 2017.
That's a lot.
Yes.
I mean, how'd they not put a camera up and find out who it is?
They found out by putting a camera
well,
up.
Well, there you go. That'll do it.
On the church that was right, you know, that it was.
It's not the sort of thing
to.
You usually do at a church grounds, you
they
know?
They saw a guy get out
of a car
every morning.
Okay.
Walk over to her gravestone specifically.
And relieve himself.
Yes, and then go back to his car and take
Never
off.
Never anyone else's, none of her neighbors.
Occasionally.
Oh, okay.
It looked like the man's wife would go along with him.
What?
Yeah, they'd both get out, head over to the headstone.
That one in particular.
Take care of business, yeah.
What?
Go back, get in the car, and drive back.
Okay, all right.
Linda's son, Michael Murphy, 43, posted an incriminating video of the man getting in his car and out of his car. He didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
And they finally figured out who it was. It was a man who Linda's ex-husband, to whom she was briefly married but divorced in 1974.
74?
Yes.
They were married in 74.
And divorced in 74. Yes.
Whirlwind romance gone wrong that he's still hanging on to and even
How
getting his
is it
wife involved.
Possible to have a new relationship and go, you know what, honey? Can you just head with me over to my ex's place? Because.
Do you remember Match Game 74? Well, when that was on, we broke up and I'm still upset about it.
It's
so
crazy.
Let's go pee and poop on her grave.
He still
That's
appears
insane.
To have held a grudge
wow.
almost 48 years
wow.
after their
wow.
legal separation and 5 years after her death.
Wow. I thought I held a grudge. That's insane.
That's craziness.
Have they confronted him yet?
I don't know. It doesn't say
oh
in this story,
God.
But I don't want to talk to him. I want to talk to his new wife.
Yeah.
What's
Why are
happening?
You taking part
what's
in this?
What, really? You're just going to go along for the ride?
And do you know what's going to happen to your grave when you guys are done?
What is wrong with these people?
That's really, really weird.
$1. $1. $1. $1. $1. $1.
Dude, I went to the bank today, and I went up to the teller, and I gave over the note, and I'm like, I need to withdraw this amount, please.
And she was like, $1?
Yeah, she was like, I don't know if we can do that much. Mm. You have a terrible bank account. It's almost empty. But I got him to give me the dollar.
Excellent.
And I might be able to give it to you.
I've never worn this yet. It's a game that we play called One American Dollar, where we get a certain amount of guesses. We take a top 10 list.
Yep.
And Sligo's going to tell me the name of the top 10 list. And then I'm going to have a certain amount of guesses to get hits in that top 10.
I'm thinking we should start having people guess as to whether or not we're going to guess the thing. And then if they guess on our side...
Well, that will be dull because when I play, they'll go, no. And you go, no, you're right. So congratulations.
All right. So this time around, it's and this is kind of... I'm going to give you a choice.
You tried to cheat last time.
Oh, of course.
A friend,
I mean, what? What are you talking about?
Bogus.
Kat insisted. She pushed her way in. Sure. I was like, you can phone a friend, though, if you like.
What's the category?
Okay, you got a choice, actually, because I think this is a little more difficult than it seems right off the top.
Okay.
The top 10 baby names in the United States from last year, 2021. So I'm thinking...
Baby names.
Choose either boys or girls. Which?
Let's do boys.
Okay, all right. So now...
How do you pick that?
I got to say, looking at this list, I'm sort of like, huh, I don't think I would... Yes, and I really want to give you this dollar.
So
it's a nice dollar.
So you think that you could use logic, sort of, to come up with these?
It's just... I mean, you look at these. I'm always fascinated by these. I don't know why.
I don't look at these lists very often. But maybe, usually you can figure one or two of them out based on a celebrity.
Right. Makes sense. That's a good guess or good
or whatever.
Trying to question. Yeah, that's really good. Trying to get that dollar.
And listen, I'm just trying to get some information out of you.
But I think what I'm going to do is
like say if somebody said Bill for Bill Clinton, maybe that happened.
Right. I guess I see what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. Go ahead and look at me some more.
I give
away nothing.
Trying to get a hint.
But I will say this. Let's say you get six guesses and all you got to do is get two right. Because I think they're a little bit hard. A little bit difficult on this one. Baby names. Wow. Here in the U.S. from last year.
I get six guesses and I got to get two of them
right. Yeah.
Wow.
Boys.
The bar is low for that.
Well, I don't think that I would get most.
All right, I'm going to go.
Even though I look at these lists.
Mike.
From time to time.
And does that include Michael?
That would include Michael.
Okay,
absolutely.
Mike
and
Michael.
Mike or Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Okay, that's not in the top 10. That's a pretty random, like.
And it's just, you know, the weird thing is about these names, they change a lot every year.
They?
Yeah, they kind of come and go in chunks.
I was thinking next, like William or Bill.
William or Bill. William or Bill.
That's my second guess.
I'll tell you something weird here.
All right.
Yes! First of all, you're right.
I got one!
And I want you to think carefully about
this. Mom, I got one!
I don't want to throw you off on this, but this is kind of funky and weird.
Okay.
Mom's waving to you. Do you see her?
I do.
Nice. Yeah.
She's very happy.
William, well, I'll tell you later.
What?
I'll give you a hint later. I'm going to help you out later with it.
But I only need one more. All right, two guesses.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Scott.
Scott?
I don't know. How do you guess baby
names? No, I know. You can't. There's no way.
Sorry.
Three. No Scott.
I'm just looking at people on my phone now.
Who's texting? Hey, watch out, though. Who's going to text you with names?
Me in the last little while?
Text a friend. yeah, right?
So, William Bill got that. Mike,
by the way, Scott Mason's birthday today. That's why we went to lunch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
all
those of you who know Scott Mason, Space and Scott Mason.
R.I.P.
63rd birthday today.
How do you guess?
I know. It is hard. What would you name a boy if you had a you name him Paul?
No, I don't know. What would I name a boy?
Yeah, what would you name your kid?
Probably Kevin Bo Bevan.
That's beautiful.
Now
I want you to have a kid.
So that's four guesses. I only got one right.
Yeah.
Timothy?
Tim or Timothy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good. That's
thank you.
Yeah, it's wrong, but it's good. I think you get one more guess.
One
more
guess and one.
All right, so I'll give you that little extra.
Okay, give me the extra.
You said William.
Yes.
And I think this is kind of weird. It's not Bill.
Okay.
But it's kind of weird. The one of the other names on the list is basically the same thing.
Is Will?
It basically, well, William, Bill. So that it's not exactly the same thing, but it's derived from that.
William, Bill.
Yeah.
That's like.
In fact, it's the number one name.
Number one name, William Bill.
Yeah, what? Do you know what names have derived from the name?
No,
come
but
from
it
that
seems
name?
Like I should be able to figure that out. William.
Give it a thought. Give it
Bill.
A thought.
Billiam.
Billiam!
No, I'm just kidding.
Name your child Billiam.
I don't.
No, you got one more guess no matter what.
Willie. I don't know.
Willie.
I don't know.
No.
Come on, man.
Nope. All right.
So you're making these too hard.
How am I supposed to get two right? It really is very hard, though, right? Right? All right, you ready? These are weird. Number 10 is Theodore for U.S. baby names last year.
All right.
Henry is number 9.
Okay. Portrait of a serial killer. Mm-hmm.
Lucas is number 8.
Okay.
Benjamin. You got number 6, William.
Okay.
James is number 5. Yeah. Elijah.
What?
That's the one I would have never come close to
getting. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
These are in the United States.
Yeah, and I got to tell you this.
Elijah.
The girls' names are even weirder. I do know a couple of friends who have kids with these names than the girls' pile.
Okay.
But I don't think.
Number 4?
Number 4 is Elijah. Number 3 is Oliver.
Oliver.
Number 2, think Flood. I don't know any kids named this. I've never known anyone named Noah.
Noah?
Yeah, number 2, most popular baby name
last year.
Yeah.
Huh.
And number 1, the one that's derived from William, Liam.
Oh.
Yeah. That's number 1. So I was going to give you an Oasis hint or something.
That you wouldn't do it. I don't think it would have helped. Listen, I watched Armageddon.
And
I
liked the movie?
I liked the movie.
Bruce Willis?
Yes, it was bad. But yeah. It was one of those bad movies that I liked.
It was not. It was no Fifth Element.
But it was basically an asteroid was heading for Earth.
That's right.
So we had to send, NASA had to send up a space shuttle.
That's right.
With people on it. And they were going to land on the asteroid, drill into it, and put a bomb in there and explode it so that it missed Earth.
And here in 2022, when it's actually happening, NASA decided, well, let's not send people. Let's just build this amazing bus-size spaceship and crash it into it.
It launched the 21st of November last year.
Oh, I didn't know it was that long
ago.
Wow.
It's going 14,000 miles an hour.
Woo!
And it's supposed
I've done that.
It's supposed to impact
in 21 minutes and 20 seconds.
The asteroid in 21 minutes.
Yeah. And we're watching it right now here in the studio.
How crazy is that? You can watch it on NASA. If you go to YouTube, you can watch it on NASA.
Yeah,
but
find the NASA channel
on YouTube.
Wild,
because they do show you the view from the...
Yes, from the
spaceship or whatever it is.
That's heading right towards you. You can see the rock. I didn't know that there's two of them. There's two asteroids.
There's a bigger one and a smaller one. I think they're shooting for the smaller one, but I would guess they'll take either.
But look how close it is now. Just 20 minutes ago, you couldn't even see the thing at all.
I'm so glad there are people smarter than us.
That can maybe divert an asteroid heading our way.
If they came to us and said, Sluggo, Kevin, we need to do something about this asteroid that's coming toward Earth.
This sort of thing is what's going to lead to the robot uprising, though, because they just built this thing and they're going to crash it right into it.
They are going to,
You're going to just be blown up, little machine.
I can't wait.
You're not like the Mars rover, where we're really proud of
we're actually still taking pictures and whatnot.
We're just going to blow your ass up.
This is just a collision course.
And it's happening in 20 minutes.
Oh, I love
20
it.
Minutes from right now.
I'm so happy that I'm not that smart because I like having a social life.
Go to the NASA
channel.
But I'm
glad they're that smart.
On YouTube right now. Watch along with us. Take a drink every time it crashes into something.
Here's 10 months of making sure they get to this point after launch. And they've been juggling a lot. Is there anything in particular that they are glued on as we enter this moment of truth?
This is not as important as what I'm about to talk about.
Oh, no. This is NASA. This is a live feed. 8 minutes from right now, we're going to crash into an asteroid.
Do you want to just wait and listen? Because we can. It's 8.5 minutes.
Yeah, let's take 8.5 minutes to just watch this live. I'm not really opposed, because that's pretty cool.
There's a woman in the bottom left-hand corner who's doing the talking, and then you can actually see on the screen
a live feed from the bus-sized spaceship that's hurtling how fast did you
14,000 miles an hour through space.
I mean, I can't believe how much closer the asteroid has gotten just since we started watching.
Yeah. And it's supposed to literally hit it in 8 minutes. And NASA is trying to determine if they can change the course of an asteroid or protect Earth somehow.
Yeah, like it will push it off course so it's not headed. I mean, I don't think this one is posing a danger.
It isn't.
Yeah, so they just want to see
it out.
What would be hilarious if once they hit it, it actually changes course and comes right at us.
Right at us. That would be so funny.
That would be awesome. I just can't imagine. And this is a historic moment in time.
NASA's Twitter would just say, our bad.
It's a historic moment in time, and you have to be the person filling for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
They are just waiting it out like the rest of us for the first time.
I don't think they're waiting it out like the rest of us, because they understand what's going on.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get on with it. We'll come back.
No way, man.
So cool, right? So there's two asteroids, actually. There's a large one, and then there's one circling. Smaller one is circling the big one. So when they did the calculations, they had to figure out the rotation.
Yes. I think this DART, which is what they're calling a double asteroid redirection test, had to fly around the sun. The orbit around the sun.
Oh, to pick up some...
And then come back and get to this asteroid and the tiny one that's in the orbit around it. And they're trying to pick off the tiny one.
Can you do that kind of math?
Can
you figure out that sort of trajectory?
Of course not.
And you said it was last year, like November.
November of last year, they launched it.
Nancy, you're so impressive.
Listen, really impressed. Guys, what we're going to need you to do is create something, launch it, and then in almost a year, we want to have you crash it into a tiny little asteroid.
Yeah, that's your job. That's your gig.
And I would go...
I mean, I'm trying to figure out, like, to be able to leave the house on time to get to a movie, and I can't figure
out.
Exactly. This is how many? 800,000 miles away, something like that?
I think it was 1.8 million. I don't remember exactly, but
And they're going to just hit this little...
And they're going to run into it with it and see if they can change the direction of it so that if that were to happen in the future for Earth, they could use this product, this DART thing, to change its trajectory so it won't come toward Earth.
It seems like a good idea. You know, it kind of seems like a fair good use of money. That's
you remember
like
Armageddon in 98, I think it was,
film?
Bruce Willis?
The motion picture?
Yeah, they were supposedly going to land on the asteroid and drill into it and put a
little bomb on it.
Nitron blow it up. Bomb on it or something.
But there's a deep impact where they didn't
That was another one.
In, doing that at all. That
and then this is a real one.
And then one of these things could have actually landed and
this is that
wiped
little,
out the dinosaurs.
This is that little bitch asteroid, Dimorphos.
Ah, that thing sucks. Who cares? Dimorphos, your time is running out.
In the time we started watching this, the main asteroid was...
Just a dot.
A dot in the very far distance.
Yeah, and that was like just 30 minutes
now
ago.
Now we can see like a pizza slice of it.
Yeah, you can actually see the other little craters on the big asteroid itself as it's heading towards at 14,000 miles
so
an hour.
So do they fail if they hit the big asteroid at 14,000 miles an hour?
I'd say that's a fail. Yeah. I mean, of course. It'd be hilarious if it goes zooming right past.
Right past.
We're going to find out in less than 4 minutes. Let's play one selection and
then
come
back. Can we make a U-turn? Okay.
Slam on the brakes.
Slow down, we're off track.
Boy, we're getting close.
We're getting close.
14,000 miles per hour, Lauren.
14,000 miles per hour, and remember, you know, 55 minutes ago, we couldn't even resolve this object in space, and now we are, you can see us zeroing in right.
You need to watch
target.
This on the YouTube channel with us live, NASA. They said 17 meters off mark is all they are.
Right.
They're just about to crash this spaceship.
Imagine we'll get that
into this little tiny asteroid out there.
It's pretty cool.
And they're only 17 meters off.
Orbiting another asteroid.
Yeah.
I feel like that'll be a crystal clear signal.
I think so. I think we're starting to see more more resolution. In fact, look at that. Didymos has even gone out of the view.
This is actually
gone.
Dimorphos.
Yeah. This is actually live.
Dimorphos, the little bitch, is just about to get destroyed.
It's a million, more than a million miles away, and we're actually getting a live signal.
Down. Angular rates look really good.
Right this second.
Angular rates
look good.
Get the investigation
teams and get pictures.
Look at that.
So what happens if when we smash into it, what happens to it?
No, come on, we can do better than that.
I want to know how soon we see whether or not it's moved a bit or changed course. What if it crashes into the other...
Oh, that'd be so great.
Right? The other meteor. Other asteroid.
Caused a black hole.
Yeah.
Ending Earth.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow, you can really see it now.
It looks
really
like a giant pineapple.
It does.
The asteroid does.
Oh, man, it's just going to go blank here in a second when the spaceship crashes into it. Wow, it's so close.
How did they hit an asteroid that far away?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going right for it.
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Wow, look at that thing.
It's
you can see all the rocks. Wow.
Awaiting visual confirmation.
Impact.
All right. We got it?
Still getting pictures. Ah, it's gone. Yeah.
Oh, man.
we have impact a zombie for humanity in the name of planetary defense.
That is bananas.
Fantastic.
You're right. Why don't they put the Space Force on this? At least put their, put their logo on it. It's kind of exciting.
Because it's NASA, man. NASA rules. JPL for the win.
Now, we don't know if it's worked or not. We just know that they were able to make
it land. It actually, they a year almost since they shot it out into space.
Crazy.
And they actually were within 17 meters of where they wanted to hit.
It's the world's first planetary defense test mission.
And it was a success. At least landing there.
They're all walking around like,
there.
Yeah, we started this over a year ago.
Wow, very impressive.
Huh.
I remember when they landed on the moon, actually, man.
Do
one of my
really?
First memories
wow,
as a kid.
It's way before my time.
Right this second, a million miles away, there's a really pissed off asteroid. What the hell was that? I'm out of here minding my own business.
What did I do? It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about impulse buying.
Oh, that's dangerous.
You leave the house looking for one thing, and you come home with something completely different.
A friend of mine went out to get McDonald's food and came back with a kitten, so he named the cat McNugget.
Oh, I like it.
What he expected. I don't know. I don't know the story. He never shares.
Was looking for bug traps.
You were?
At Target.
Okay.
And then was driving home and thought, man, I didn't really sleep well last night. I might need a new mattress.
Whoa.
So then we came right across Sit and Sleep. And this is not a commercial for them, but we pulled in and I'm like, let's check. I mean, maybe we could get a new mattress.
Wow, that is impulse.
Yes.
And did you buy a new mattress?
Yeah.
Did you come home with a bug traps?
Yes.
Oh, well,
bug traps and mattress.
And bug traps probably, what, 10 bucks or something?
Yeah, mattress
a little bit more.
Considerably more.
Yes. I went out to buy a dryer because I had a wash machine, but I didn't have a dryer. And I came back with a giant couch that I lugged around with me for about 10 years to New York City, to a tiny apartment in Phoenix. And I never did get my dryer. So I spent all my
never
money.
Got it.
No, I was just to lay around on. It was just this huge, what a waste of money.
All right, so
a total waste
impulse
of money.
Buying, it can be good for you or bad for you. In this particular case, I think it's going to be great.
It's good for you.
But you left your house looking for something.
You were
came back with something completely unrelated.
And now for something completely different.
And what were the steps that were taken in between leaving the house and realizing, oh, you know what, mattress.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got a little remote control mattress.
Oh, really?
It's a remote control.
It's one of those like double splits?
No, but it's like that.
Yeah. So at 3 a.m, you can decide you need to be far more flat.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah. But it's more than a bug trap. So that's 818-955-KLOS. Impulse buying. 818-955-KLOS.
So have you slept on your new mattress that you didn't expect to buy yet?
I've not.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
You haven't set it up yet?
Nope.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should try it out for you.
No, thanks.
Have a few friends over.
That's nice of you and all, but we're talking about impulse buying. You went out, we went out looking for bug traps and came back with a mattress, and that was not expected.
Nope.
So 818-955-KLOS, you were impulse buying?
Hello. Is this Heidi and Frank?
It is Heidi and Frank, yes.
Yes, hello.
I'm Heidi.
Hey, I'm Heidi.
Oh, right.
So impulse buy, right?
Impulse buying, yeah. What happened?
So I went to Best Buy to buy, I needed batteries, and I ended up buying a whole Street Fighter arcade machine.
Good for you. Screw those batteries.
So I only had it for one day because my wife maybe returned it the next day, so it was a good way I left.
Oh,
wow.
That's horrible.
It was $800. It was so much.
That's okay.
It's so funny that you ended up going to buy batteries, which were probably, what, $5.99, and you came home with an $800 video game. That's great.
Did you take it out and play with it at least, as it were, if you will?
I did. It was a cool screen, but I guess my wife didn't see the value in it.
Damn it. Wrong answer, my dear.
That's hilarious.
Right on.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling. 818-955-KLOS.
What did you leave your house looking for, and what did you come home with? Impulse buy. It's about 5 minutes away from Gibby 5. The theme today is rock and roll. Has to have both words in the title. Right now, we're talking about impulse buying. People left the house looking for one thing and came back with something else. You have one of those?
Those people are amateurs. I bought a new car.
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
What did you go out to buy?
Nothing. Your radio station was giving away free t-shirts if you test drove a car at Nissan. So I test drove a car, didn't like it, saw a cute one, and said, hey, that one's kind of cute. Ended up buying it. None of my friends believed me.
Dang.
Wow, that's crazy.
I want to have that kind of money. I'm just going to go buy a car today. Yeah. What the hell?
You know what? I'll take a car.
Free t-shirt? Screw that. I'll have a car. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Talking about impulse buying.
I went out to the grocery store to get some groceries,
mm-hmm.
but I never made it back with the groceries. I buy records, buy and sell records.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of coming home with, you know, $50 worth of groceries, I ended up spending like $600 on a bunch of records. And then my lady's like, "What was the groceries?" And I'm like, "I got something better." I open the back of the car door, and she's like, "What the f***? How much did you spend?" And I'm like, $600.
Dude, I have lived that in my life many times. I've gone out to do something else, and I have
ended up with records.
A lot of records. So your wife needs to understand it happens.
Well, did she understand that it happens?
No, she understood.
She did.
Oh,
okay,
well, that's good.
Glad to hear
good
for it. Her. All right, thank you.
Who needs groceries anyway? Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You can eat vinyl, right?
Yeah.
Impulse buying.
Delicious vinyl. Licorice pizza.
Us.
That's so pretty.
That is beautiful.
The real version is it's inspiring.
Songs in a row.
But with who?
With
Kevin's
logo.
Who?
And the theme is rock and roll.
Yeah, it's got to have the words rock and roll in the title or we will throw it out the window. And I think Boston kind of fits.
Sure.
Rock and roll band. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Kevin.
Yes.
Death by what?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
I don't know. You got me.
Well, maybe we should go to the phones and see if anybody can come up with any songs that have rock and roll in the title. Can you grab that phone there? Hello, KLOS.
Hi.
Hi, you were singing what?
I was singing rock and roll hoochie-coo.
Ah, gotcha.
Rolling Mama, let my fuse. I'm trying to remember the artist, though. Is it Leonard Skinner or is it somebody else?
Rick Derringer,
there we go. Yes, we were just saying that. Thank you.
Hello, KLOS.
Rock and roll.
What song?
You called the right station.
Rock and roll, hoochie coo, Rick Derringer.
Excellent.
I'm able to light that on fire and smoke it, sir.
Who's this?
This is Taylor from Covina.
Two in a row means yes.
It's also going to be five songs in a row with a theme, and the theme is rock and roll.
Got a lot of suggestions for that one from Rick, but the most suggestions came in for these guys. Rock and roll band, Boston, rock and roll ain't noise pollution, AC/DC, Pretty Reckless, Death by Rock and Roll, rock and roll Hoochie Coo, and rock and roll from Led Zeppelin. I love rock and roll, man.
Tell us about new rock and roll from Stevie Nicks.
Oh, yeah. New stuff that she's just dropped, because it's like one of those that just suddenly appears.
Uh-huh.
Between now and 6, she's actually covering a famous protest song.
All right.
So we're going to play that sometime. A brand new Stevie Nicks here in just a few minutes on KLOS.
Looking forward to that. 95.5, Yowza.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say Yowza.
You even pointed at me.
I know. Like, you're Yowza.
My bad. I'm the Yowza guy. And I blew it.
Whatever.
I let everybody down. It is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, and time for our weekend Nextdoor app update.
Oh, these are the best. What have the loons been up to, and what are they bitching about?
To whomever called 911 of the marijuana plants in the front yard, they're tomato plants, you imbecile.
Hey, growing marijuana next door.
Possible cult activity at Nixon Library.
Wow, sure.
During the entirety of my library visit, which was about an hour, I watched this man stare at photos of Gary Busey and print them off. I do not know what his agenda is, but I have a feeling it could be a cult or Illuminati related.
I do believe Gary is in some sort of cult, so it's possible.
Illuminati, though?
Sure, why not? Wow, man, oh man, why do you jump to these kind of conclusions?
Right?
Wow.
I have two unopened bottles of Thousand Island dressing that have expired, 9/2016 and 12/2016.
Wow.
12/2016. Any interest in them? Let me know if you'd like them.
There's this awesome thing called the garbage.
Yeah, there is that.
Why would you want 7-year-old? Whatever. Okay.
On my 2.5-mile walk today with my dog, I saw a grand total of 13 American flags flying. I was hoping to see more. And then there was 3 flag icons. And the next person goes, "Your emojis are the Liberian flag."
That is beautiful.
Best of Nextdoor, trending post. What are cats, really?
Felines. They're creatures. They have fur and tails.
Urgent alert. Could everyone be quiet for a few? This guy says, "Could everyone be quiet for a few days? I need to catch up on my sleep."
Does he mean like in the neighborhood or online?
He means in the neighborhood, I believe.
See.
Yes.
Oh, I see. You got to catch up on his sleep.
And finally, at some point yesterday, a person or person who did not live in my building removed my uncarved pumpkin from my stoop, carved it, and replaced it with candles and all.
Well, that's when you say thank you.
They carved the word penis into the side of it.
That's when you really say thank you. Running from the ghost, Rebel Like You, Miss Nobody, and that song right there, Cage, the four songs on the new EP from Billy Idol that is out now, called The Cage. Really good stuff.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A man has been peeing on the gravestone of his ex-wife. She's been dead 5 years.
5 years?
They broke up in 1974.
Wow, that is a grudge.
That guy is pissed, if you'll excuse my language. One American dollar I lost. I couldn't get two of the top 10 baby names in America.
Because what are you people naming your babies? These are weird names.
Was number one or number two Noah?
Number two.
Ridiculous.
Noah. Yeah, I predict a storm.
And in the Weekend Next Door app update, somebody stole a neighbor's pumpkin, carved the word penis into it, and put it back.
And they seemed upset about
it. Right.
It was on his stoop, and now it's much better. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
I wonder if NASA staff gets drunk, like they're gonna be trashed tonight partying.
Of course.
Well done, NASA.
They'll be partying and they'll be out by 6 p.m. Halloween Horror Nights is happening at Universal Studios Hollywood, and we would like to give you a 4-pack of tickets.
Yeah, if you grab the phone roughly right now, be caller 13 818 955-KLOS.
You'll get 4 tickets to the nonstop screams of Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood.
And remember, never
go alone.
Who is this?
Kelly,
you're caller 13.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes.
Wait, what'd you just take off?
No, I'm at nothing. I'm at work, absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, you don't have to do that to win these tickets. You can if you like.
No, don't be ridiculous. Kelly, you got 4 tickets to experience the nonstop screams of Halloween Horror Nights.
I know. I can't. My kids and I, yeah, that'll be awesome.
What she said. Yeah. Right on. Congratulations, Kelly.
Thanks, guys. That's really cool.
Yep. Eddie and Frank have a 10th anniversary party going on.
It's going to be happening October 8th, and you need to be there at the Hard Rock Cafe Hollywood.
If you'd like to go, text Renee, R-E-N-E, to 68683.
That's Renee to 68683 right now. Stevie Nicks having a go at Stephen Stills' original composition from 1966, and that man with a gun, most likely part of LAPD, showed up at the protest that was happening on the Sunset Strip in 1966. It was a curfew that they had decided to put on the area because all them damn kids coming out late at night in 1966 and partying and whatever, and closing down the Pandora's Box, which was a beautiful name for a club. That was actually the name of the club. So it's sort of, new version of the protest song there for you from Stevie Nicks. Roy Orbison's Oh, Pretty Woman hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1964. Spent 3 weeks there at the top. The one, the only, the original, the Rocky Horror Picture Show opened in Westwood on this day in rock in 1975. It tanked, it bombed until it became a midnight. I've seen it about 100 and some times myself. Cliff Burton played his last show with Metallica on this day in rock in 1986 before that bus accident.